You are listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Australian bishops have launched a year of grace for the faithful down under, and they're calling on Catholics everywhere to join them to celebrate and renew their faith. The initiative kicked off on Pentecost 2012 and is an exhortation from the bishops of Australia to start afresh from Christ. The bishops say the Year of Grace stems out of their decade-long reflection on the apostolic letter Novo Millennio in Aonte at the start of the new millennium. This letter recalls the events in Rome during the Jubilee Year of 2000 and Pope John Paul II's challenge to the whole Church to contemplate the face of Christ. Catherine Smybert has been talking to some of the organizers of the Year of Grace and brings us this report.
Leading the call for Australians to more deeply access the grace of God is a committee of both bishops and archdiocesan laypeople who meet regularly to determine helpful approaches and resources. Chairing this committee is Brisbane Archbishop Mark Coleridge.
To put it very simply, it means that the bishops have decided, under the impulse of the Holy Spirit, we think, to call all Catholic people in Australia to a kind of time of retreat, to a year-long retreat. Not everyone can go off to a retreat house, but to a kind of retreat time where in many different ways we will together, we will seek to contemplate the face of Jesus in a new and deeper way, asking ourselves the question, how does this or that element of the Church's life relate to Jesus? Where is Jesus in this or that? That's a fundamental question of this time.
After its fervent launch across the country, it appears that enthusiasm and take-up of the call of the Year of Grace is apparently growing. But the expectations, processes and outcomes for it are still quite loose and open to the Spirit, according to one of the Archdiocesan coordinators, Mike Humphreys.
I think it's as simple as we want a wave of grace which will forge the future of our nation. It's as simple and as large as that. And then inviting people, and particularly our local communities, to reflect on the scriptures, to be renewed and refreshed in their prayer, in sharing and recognising God's grace already active and alive in their world.
To support people in their response to the call to participate in the Year of Grace, there's a smorgasbord of pragmatic offerings available. Also, the Ministry and Development Officer for Youth and Children in the Archdiocese of Brisbane, Anita Hendry, explains.
There's a parish kit and a school kit that has liturgical resources and also coming up with a list of places that parishes or schools could organise a retreat for in the various different places within the Archdiocese. There are some prayer cards and there's a particular liturgy that could be used. There's a version that could be used within Mass or one that could be separate from Mass.
But while it's open at the interactive community level, the Year of Grace encourages a more personal spiritual journey.
It's great for parishes and schools and different communities to provide opportunities as a community to participate, but it's also important for people just to get into the practice of stopping and reflecting and being human beings instead of human doings, which we tend to do a lot these days. And even to take those moments throughout the day to recognise the sacred in our world.
Mike Humphreys agrees that it's particularly about rediscovering Christ in the everyday things.
And it's out of those sort of simple, everyday, very practical strategies, renewing prayer in the home and in the family, in taking those things to heart and doing it with a renewed zeal and passion that we'll take on this spiritual journey, this call to be a part of the Year of Grace.
And for those who aren't in Australia, there's some additional options to participate in the Year of Grace online.
There's a place for people that can go in and actually post what their idea of grace is. There's a national e-conference on grace that's coming up. So it's a conference online that anybody can log in and listen to what people are having to say about grace. And a really good opportunity to learn about what grace is and to be able to implement that into their lives.
And if you're still unsure as to what might come out of the Year of Grace, well, don't worry, you're not alone. But even that openness to God is part of the vision for the call, says Mike.
One of our bishops calls it the Abrahamic journey, that we set off not knowing our destination, so that we don't want to put limits on what God might do. But we have high expectations because there are big challenges in bringing the gospel to our world, and we know and we're relying on and depending and asking God for the grace to do that, to renew our hearts so that we can take up those challenges.
Archbishop Coleridge contextualises the Year of Grace further from his perspective.
We want to contemplate his face, we want to listen to his voice in another way, because only he can show us the way into the future. And all of this is a way of trying to heal the wounds that we as a church have known in recent times and still know, because only he can heal in the way that we need healing. It's also a recognition that only Jesus can help us overcome our divisions, because often we are a divided church, a polarised church. And again, it's only by looking to him and listening to him that we can move beyond our divisions. It's also a time, a holy time, when we can come to him in a way that will make us richer in hope. Because sometimes the forces of hopelessness can impinge. And again, only Jesus can lead us from hopelessness into hope. And all of this by way of giving us new energy for new mission. The new evangelization of which we speak very often, we have to ask, where does the energy come from? The only possible answer to that question is it comes from Jesus. So we need a new encounter with the Lord Jesus through this time of retreat, as it were, all of us, not just some in the church, but all of us. We need the new encounter so that we might have energy for this new mission.
That was Archbishop Mark Coleridge from Brisbane, Australia, in that report by Catherine Smybert. And if you are following us from Down Under, or even if you're elsewhere in the world, you can find out more about the initiative by clicking on the website the Australian bishops have set up for it. That's www.yearofgrace.catholic.org.au.